This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the first edition of the Seoul Leadership Conclave today at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The Bhutan's Prime Minister, Dashrut Tsering Thobgye, will deliver the keynote address to the guest of honour. Our correspondent reports that the two-day Seoul Leadership Conclave will serve as a premier platform where the leaders with the diverse demos in the politics, sports, arts and the media, and the spiritual world, public policy, the businesses and the social sector will share their inspiring life journeys. The Seoul Leadership Conclave will foster an ecosystem of collaboration and thought leadership, facilitating the learning from both failures and successes to inspire young audiences. Rekha Gupta has assumed charge at the Delhi Secretariat. She was welcomed by the Chief Secretary Dharmendra Kumar and other senior officials. Talking to the media after taking charge, Mrs. Gupta said that the Delhi government will continuously work towards the mission of Viksit Delhi. Mrs. Rekha Gupta chaired the first cabinet meeting at the Delhi Secretariat yesterday. Earlier, BJP's first-term MLA Rekha Gupta has sworn in as the new Chief Minister at the iconic Ramlila Maidan in the national capital yesterday. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena administered the youth of the office and the secretary to the Mrs. Gupta and six cabinet ministers. Rekha Gupta has become the fourth woman chief minister after Sushma Swaraj, Sheila Dixit and Atishi, and the second woman BJP chief minister of Delhi. Delhi government has decided to implement an Ayushman Bharat health insurance scheme. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said that while briefing media yesterday after chairing the first cabinet meeting of the newly sworn in Delhi government. She said that the Ayushman Bharat scheme, along with the top five of the 5 lakh rupees of Delhi government, has been approved unanimously and it will be implemented at the earliest. She said that the 14 CAG reports will be tabled in the first sitting of the assembly. The Delhi Chief Minister announced that she will hold the portfolios of departments of General Administration, Services, Finance, Revenue, Women and Child Development, Land and Building, Information and Public Relations, Vigilance, Administrative Reforms, Planning and other departments not allocated to any other minister. Ashish Sood will be in charge of the Home, Power, Urban Development, Education and Higher Education and Training of Technical Education Departments. Parvesh Verma will be in charge of PWD, Legislative Affairs, Irrigation and Flood Control and the Water of Gurudwara Elections. Sardar Majinder Singh Sirsa will be allotted Food and Supplies, Forest and Environment and Industries, whereas Dr. Pankaj Kumar Singh will be in charge of the Health and Family Welfare, the Transport and Information Technology. Kapil Mishra has been given in charge of the Law and Justice, Labour Department, Employment, Development, Art and Culture, Language and Tourism Department. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, has stressed that the global geopolitical situations remain difficult and expressed the concern over the concentrated supply chains, the weaponization of trade and finance, and the transparency of the data flows. Speaking at the G20 Foreign Ministers' Meet at Johannesburg in South Africa, Dr. Jaishankar remarked that the differential progress on AI, EV, space, drones, and green hydrogen have clear geopolitical implications. He emphasized that the need of the plurilateralism of the plug global deficits. And the External Affairs Minister drove home to the point of international cooperation itself must be the less opaque and unilateral, and the global agenda cannot be narrowed down on the interest of the few. He stressed on the differences must not become the disputes. Disputes should not become conflicts, and conflicts should not lead to a greater breakdown. And the External Affairs Minister further stated that India welcomes the Gaza ceasefire as a hostage release. He said that maintaining the ceasefire in Lebanon and ensuring the inclusive Syrian-led, Syrian-owned solution is important. He added that the peace and the stability in the West Asian region is vital for the entire world. Regarding the Ukraine conflict, Dr. Jaishankar said that India has always advocated the dialogue and diplomacy. The Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has emphasized that the greatest asset of this country is the cultural heritage, and among all the aspects, the language is the most authentic pillar of the heritage. He made these remarks while addressing the delegation of the 98th All India Marathi Literary Conference at the Residence in New Delhi. Mr. Dhankar noted that the language extends beyond literature and it defines contemporary scenarios, prevailing traditions, and challenging the time of the focusing of knowledge and wisdom. And that is the end of this news bulletin.